A hospital in McCurtain County faces financial trouble. Details on an effort to preserve the history of Oklahoma City's Black communities. And a new park will honor a prominent Cherokee Nation leader. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, June 26th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A hospital in southeastern Oklahoma has lost its funding after a recent state Supreme Court decision. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Kate Kelly has more on how an antiquated law determined the ruling.
2 years ago, McCurtain County voters approved a measure to raise the lodging tax on hotels and Airbnbs. The tax funds the county hospital and a planned new hospital building. However, Oklahoma's Supreme Court recently ruled the county failed to strictly adhere to a century-old law. It requires ballot proposals to be published in a local newspaper for 4 weeks before the election. Instead, the county educated voters through radio advertisements, social media, town halls, and other means. Hospital CEO Brian Whitfield is disappointed.
If anyone felt that this was an opportunity to simply sit back and watch the hospital's demise, you should have packed a sack lunch because we're going to be out here on the field for a long time today.
Whitfield says the hospital is the sole healthcare provider within a 60-mile radius. In Oklahoma City, I'm Kate Kelly.
A second detention officer at the Tulsa County Family Center for Juvenile Justice has been charged with sexual assault. As Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Max Bryan reports, the charges come as allegations of widespread abuse at the center persist.
An arrest warrant was issued Tuesday for Daquan Doyle, who prosecutors have accused of showing lewd pictures to a young woman detained at the center. He's also accused of inappropriate touching, letting her use his phone, and giving vape pens in exchange for sexual acts. Detainees also told investigators Doyle provided gummies and THC pens in the center after health concerns surfaced in July 2023. Doyle is charged roughly 9 weeks after prosecutors accused detention officer Jonathan Hines of similar behavior. The officers are two of more than 20 defendants named in a federal class action lawsuit alleging county employees either directly abused detained youth or neglected to stop the abuse. In Tulsa, I'm Max Bryan.
Oklahoma City is seeking Black voices for a new oral storytelling project. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anusha Fethi-Pure reports on a grant OKC Arts received to capture the oral history of Black neighborhoods.
Prior to Oklahoma statehood in 1907, several predominantly Black communities were established in the Oklahoma City metro area. Following urbanization, redlining, and Jim Crow laws, many of these communities were destroyed. Now, Oklahoma City is working to preserve their memory. The city wants voices like former council member Willa Johnson, who spoke for a sit-down interview in 2015 about her neighborhood, Walnut Grove.
That was an area where there was a lot of oil wells. The river was called Greasy. And the reason they called it Greasy was because there was always a Black film floating on top of that thing.
The project is a collaboration with OSU's Oklahoma Oral History Department and the Oklahoma Black Museum and Performing Arts Center. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anusha Fethi-Pure.
A new park is coming to Tahlequah thanks to the Cherokee Nation. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Katie Hallam reports the park is named in honor of the Cherokee Nation's first female principal chief.
Principal Chief Wilma P. Mankiller, Capitol Park will be across the street from the Cherokee Nation's Tribal Capitol Complex. The 15-acre plot will feature an array of activities and multi-purpose spaces. The park is part of land set aside under the Cherokee Nation's Park, Wildlands, Fishing, and Hunting Reserve Act, aimed at reviving and utilizing Cherokee-owned land for cultural purposes. Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. says the goal of the park is to be a, quote, gem of our park system that lives up to his predecessor's legacy. It is set to be complete next fall. I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.